Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another delicious hour on radio. You are tuned in to AM 790 KNST. Not only the most delicious hour on radio, but the most delicious station in all of the galaxy. You listen to us every Saturday at 4 right here on AM 790. Now listen, this is, do not adjust your radio stations. You are only on AM 790. If you are on 97.1, you are not listening to us, because 97.1 on country. So you are to us on this seriously strong signal of AM 790 like you do every Saturday at 4. Perhaps you're listening to us worldwide on our website, www.onthemenulive.com. Perhaps you're streaming live on the iHeartRadio network. Wherever you are across the globe, we are so glad you are with us. And you know where this is today? We are at the epicenter of perfection, fellow foodies, because it's about 78 degrees. We are in the hustle and bustle of downtown Tucson. We are talking tequila. We are talking about fresh Mexican food. We're talking about Ray Flores, speaking of fresh. And we are talking about broadcasting live from the patio of El Charro Cafe in the heart of downtown Tucson. Come on out. We got all kinds of great specials that we're going to be telling you about in just a couple of seconds, but talking about a great special, one is sitting in front of me right now, our celebrity co-host for the full hour, fellow foodie and PR extraordinaire, brother John Farlow is back in the house.
Oh, Matt, it's great to be back. It seems like it was just yesterday that we were at Riley's. So
that's where we were downtown.
Yeah. So we've been hanging out down here lately.
Something about
it's a good place to be lately.
I love it. I love it. I mean, just this, there's this renaissance, there's this bustle down here, and I thought it was
used to be just El Charro.
It used to be. That's right. You know, they're ever the trendsetter, Ray Flores.
Yeah, that's
he
it.
Knew a good thing when he saw it. But anyway, speaking of great things, we've got Chris Bake from the Patron Spirits Company. In not only in Southern Arizona, but in the house at El Charro tonight.
That's pretty much how you got me to come in today. It was like that. Yeah, all you had to do was say tequila and I was here. So
yeah, this is great. So I want to make sure that all of our foodies understand what's going on out here on this beautifully authentic patio at El Charro downtown. We've got free. Now, that's complimentary. That's no cost. That's no charge.
That's my favorite word, actually.
I didn't even know we
besides
could
tequila.
Do this. We've got free samples of this new show-stopping brand from the Patron Spirits Company, Patron XO Cafe Dark Cocoa.
And you know what? If you can combine two of my favorite things in the world, it's chocolate and booze. And quite frankly, that's what it took to get me here.
How can you get all that in one glass?
I know. I can't wait to see what he, what comes up and out of this particular type of liquor. It's just like,
And what a coincidence that we're talking about chocolate and tequila just days after Valentine's Day.
Days after Valentine's Day.
I mean, absolutely perfect. So, now people are starting to come in because they hear our big mouths running about
this. Well, there was a line to get in this place in the first place. When I drove up, there was already people waiting outside, so you better get in line right now.
You fancy yourself a tequila guy, John Farlow?
I am a tequila guy. I'm pretty much, I'm pretty much an everything guy, but I really do enjoy a good tequila. I think that, you know what? Tequila is one of those things. Well, you've heard the saying, nothing, no epic night ever started with a salad. And that's really, when you're talking about a drink, tequila is one of those things that just comes up on everything like that. It's one of those kind of go-to staples. And it's also one of those things that tends to be more controlled as far as like any kind of liquor. I mean, you've got vodkas, you've got rums. Everybody's making those out of different kinds of ingredients and those things. Tequila's agave, and that's it. And it stays that way. And it's really, I think it's probably one of the purest and obviously one of the oldest art forms as far as booze goes.
So. Yeah, and one of the things I have to publicly credit Patron for, I think, opening up a whole new world for me in terms of what agave is supposed to be and how it manifests. Because, I've always loved a great tequila, but not until I learned about Patron not too long ago did I understand what a tequila was supposed to be. When you think about the humidors
that
are working in the fields and harvesting the agave, I mean, a bottle of Patron is kind of this epicenter of what this is all about.
And it's true craftsmanship. I mean, I was just doing a little studying before this. It takes 60 hands to touch a bottle of every bottle a patron that walks out the
61.
Back, 61.
Chris Spang.
Yeah,
Chris. His hands have touched the countless bottles that he's brought out here that are on full parade on the patio at El Charro. Yeah. But, yeah, just extraordinary.
And, you know, it really is. It's one of those things where, well, obviously, we're in the Southwest. So tequila is one of those things that is just synonymous with this area. It's synonymous with El Charro. It's, you know, it's probably one of the only things that's older than El Charro around Tucson. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so tequila has been taking up some of your time. What's been fascinating you lately on the food and beverage meet?
You know, actually, around town, I've been kind of trying to get out. I went back to Riley because that was a fantastic place. Digging the downtown places, I'm really kind of hanging out more at some of the local watering holes.
Yeah.
There's some really new good bars downtown, and even around town, it's like, you know, they've opened up the lodge up on the northwest side.
Yeah, I've heard some good things about that.
I've tried some great Italian at a place called Giuseppe's, which is an old Scordato's place.
Right.
Really good food. So, you know, I've been doing that. But really, we haven't had that long between us, so I've been doing a lot of home cooking, kind of rediscovering my grill, and I got a smoker, so I'm really trying that whole thing. So that's become my new thing, is just to really try and branch out a little bit more.
I remember seeing the pictures on your Facebook page of the ribs.
I got to tell you, my ribs were the best ribs I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a bold statement.
I've met a lot of people that have said the same, so I'm happy about that.
Oh, that's great. Well, we've been doing all kinds of great things in the food and beverage beat, and there's so much great news to report. You know, we just want to give a special shout-out to a lot of folks in the food and beverage scene that are sponsors of our show. Alfonso, Gourmet Olive Oil, and Balsamics. Absolutely love Tom and Nancy Alfonso. The Tucson Originals, you know, what more can we say about this wonderful band of independent restaurants?
It really is. It's like, I mean, if you're gonna eat in Tucson, eat Original.
Yeah, exactly. I would say so. You know, resist the big box stores.
Yep.
Hacienda del Sol, guest ranch.
Always great. Always great.
A favorite,
especially
of ours.
One of the best brunches in town.
Yeah, so, for sure. Yep. Sunday, they've got a great brunch. Sunday with complimentary designer mimosas.
Well, there you go.
So this is exciting. Entourage Transportation Group.
I'm a big fan. Huge fan of Entourage. I've got to tell you, if you've not used Entourage, it is one of the best services in town. They basically come up and bring their little suitcase motor scooter with them and take you home in your car, and it's a great,
fascinating
great
business
service.
Idea. Of course, WineInquiry.com and Russell Public Communications.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a couple things I want to talk about before we go to our first commercial break. Last time you were on the show, we talked about the fact that, you know, your mission in life is about something like a footprint on every beach.
The footprint on every beach and every club and every concert venue.
Speaking of concert venues, that's what I wanted to ask you about. You've been to two concerts in the last 2 weeks that I normally wouldn't associate John Farlow with.
Actually, three, probably.
Three.
In fact, Winona was last night down at the Fox. So that was my first concert in the Fox. Great hall. I mean, just the acoustics in there are amazing. Yeah, so I guess Wednesday took my wife for Valentine's Day to Pink, which was one of the best shows I've seen.
I saw that on your Twitter.
Yeah.
And anybody that wants to know what John feels about all these kinds of experiences, follow him on Twitter.
Yep.
It's at TheRealFarlow. Not to be mistaken
with the real Shaq or any other Farlow. Do not accept imitations.
The real Farlow. And you will see, if you follow John on The Real Farlow, that you and Winona had a little bit of
a little chat last night.
Chat.
Yeah.
So
she was defending her fans, and I just thought it was such a great dynamic show that everybody should have been standing up. So we had a little exchange there, and it was fun. So.
And you know it was her. It wasn't her publicist.
Oh, no.
It was absolutely her.
She even said during the show she's out there trying to tweet. So she needs to keep it to 140 characters, but we'll work on that. So
we're talking to John Farlow, our celebrity co-host for the full hour, and our live and delicious broadcast deep in the heart of downtown at El Charro Cafe on the gorgeous patio and the gorgeous Chris Spake from Patron is here himself. He's going to be giving away free samples, free fellow foodies, of the new Patron Exo Cafe Dark Cocoa, just cascading with goodness all over me.
You know,
this
could be the perfect day. This could be the perfect day in Tucson.
This is all. If you ever wanted to know anything about Patron,
sunny and
exactly,
Patron.
We are absolutely perfect. Yep. So Chris Spake is going to be joining us in a few minutes, but we're going to take a quick commercial break right now. Thank a couple sponsors, but when we come back, hello, we're going to be talking about Mac Madness at the epicenter of mac and cheese in Southern Arizona at The Fix. You don't want to miss any of this. You're listening to On the Menu live from El Charro Cafe in downtown. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And right, welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the beautiful patio of El Charro Cafe, deep in the heart of downtown Tucson, with my celebrity co-host, fellow foodie, PR maven, world traveler, John Farlow. Having a great...
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're giving away free samples of this Patron XO Cafe Dark Cocoa, everything in one bottle that you ever want.
And we're leading up to what goes better with tequila than...
mac and cheese.
There you go.
We've got all the basic food groups
covered
here at El Charro. There's mac and cheese on every menu in Tucson. I mean, let's just say there's been this. I almost call it this renaissance.
A renaissance of mac and cheese.
And I love it because I'm kind of a gooey guy myself.
You know, and I never did, but now that there are so many different things, and as I become an adult, it's such a like eclectic type thing that you really could. I mean, it's the changing of the cheese. It's the different kinds of pasta. It's all those different things that really make a good mac and cheese. It's not your Kraft macaroni and cheese anymore.
Exactly right. And, you know, there's one guy in this community that's made it really easy for us. He does all the heavy lifting. We don't have to go to 30 restaurants to find the top 30 mac and cheeses in Tucson. We can go to one restaurant. It's called The Fix. It's in Main Gate Square. It's Arizona's mac and cheese headquarters, and its proprietor is right here with us, Mike Lanz. What's going on, man?
Hey, Matt. Thanks. Great to be here. It's a great day for Mac, and I'm struggling to concentrate here with a bottle of coffee liqueur Patron in front of me. This is tough.
Now, do we know enough yet about the line of Patron, about which, and maybe we should be talking to Chris about this later on, which of these great spirits from Patron would match beautifully with a classic mac and cheese at The Fix?
You know, that's the beauty of mac and cheese, which is kind of the beauty of Mac Madness that we're going to talk about. You can pretty much infuse just about anything with mac and cheese. And it's going to turn out pretty good.
I dig it. Well, before we get to the details on Mac Madness, and I'm all in, by the way. I am all in, you know, body, mind, and spirit into Mac Madness.
I am too.
Give our listeners a sense of exactly what this whole fix is. You know, we had Amanda Raquel on the show not too long ago. You know, you've come in and you're sort of kind of reintroducing this concept in Southern Arizona in a way that's getting people really excited. What is the fix? And what 20 different kinds of mac and cheese? You got to be kidding me.
Well, I mean, the fix, quite honestly, it's basically your ultimate comfort food experience. You know, I think back to when I went to college, and I just remember how bad the dorm food was. And, you know, you'd get your lettuce, and there would be like a hunk of core lettuce in there. So my wife and I, you know, the reason we bought this place is to really have some good quality food that the students can enjoy. And what better way to remind you of home, being away from home,
and
is mac and cheese.
The reviews are outstanding on your place.
Yeah, seriously.
Thank you.
Seriously. All right, so you walk into the fix in Main Gate Square, which is, you know, I love Main Gate Square, right there, conveniently located. But it's not all about just college kids. I mean, it's families, and every
Absolutely.
Walk of life is
Very
there,
family friendly.
Which I love it. And
it's a cool vibe.
Just do not do anything with the buffalo chicken mac.
Absolutely not.
It stays.
In fact, we've expanded it. Instead of just the buffalo mac, now we just introduced, what is today? Yesterday, we did a buffalo chicken salad.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. So we're going to, it's tough. We're going to talk about Mac Madness.
It is distracting.
These little shot glasses have just arrived of this Patron XO Cafe Dark Cocoa.
I'll let you guys talk amongst yourselves.
But anyway, while we begin to take in the nose, you know, tequila has a nose, John.
It used
to have a smell when you and I were in college. It has a nose now. But Mike Lanz, what is going on? We're approaching March Madness in Tucson, really all over the country, but we're really excited about the Basket Cats this year. We're starting to think about brackets. Competition is alive and well. What does this have to do with macaroni and cheese, for crying out loud?
Well, actually, when we engaged with Amanda, she's now launching C3 Consulting, it was almost impossible not to just start jumping in, think about all the different types of varieties and ways to do mac and cheese. And in fact, what we found is when we, you know, post ideas, or when our customers post ideas on the Facebook, many times those become our best sellers. In fact, we've got two specials right now. We've got the Shut Your Mouth, and we've got the Fire Alarm. And basically what it came down to is, like, what better way to potentially expand the menu is to have our community provide inputs. And the fact that it is March Madness, we figured, hey, we'll just kind of put a little twist on it with Mac Madness and see what kind of ideas we can get, because it really is a virtual infinite number of ways you can prepare mac and cheese.
Great idea. So this is a highly interactive process.
Absolutely.
You want to hear from all your friends across the community you serve. Now, so this is, you're asking for people for creative ideas about their ideal mac and cheese, or
Well, Matt, tell you what, you know, I was going to, you're going to have an opportunity right here and show you how easy it is. You pick a sauce, you pick a meat, and you pick a vegetable. What are some of the favorite things you like to eat?
No, I'm a spice guy.
I like
uber spicy. So when I'm thinking about spice, I want peppers. I want spicy cheese. I want a spicy macaroni product if one exists. And if it doesn't, you've got about a week to come up with one. Something's got to be completely on fire for me to really get excited about it. So I'm going for the spice. Three alarm. You mentioned the
fire alarm, right?
Yeah, well, I'm all over that.
That's the beauty of it. Yeah. So if you like sriracha, you like jalapenos, you like green chilies. Done. There's your entry. You could enter that into Mac Madness if you like, because today we don't have that particular Mac on the menu.
Right.
It's that simple.
Okay, now I'm excited. Now, how do people, so they custom make this their ideal Mac, and they want to send it, how do they get it to you? Is it on your Facebook page? Is it an email address?
Yeah, the best way, actually both of those. So we are on Facebook, so just go look for The Fix on Facebook, and then if you'd like to submit something via email, you can send it to TheFixAZ@yahoo.com.
TheFixAZ@yahoo.com. And go to The Fix, Arizona's Mac and Cheese Headquarters on Facebook.
You got it.
Let everybody know what you like. You know, take a picture of your favorite one. Send it in. And what happens then when the brackets come down and they reduce, there's going to be one mac and cheese standing
right
at the end of the event, at the end of the competition. What happens with the winner?
Well, other than the fact that we're probably going to eat a bunch of it, we're probably going to introduce it and put it on the menu full time for at least the remainder of the year, or perhaps forever ongoing, because that's really what we found with some of our traditional specials that we ran. Those are now on the menu, and they've become quite popular.
Now, are you going to make up some of these and test them all out? And I mean, what I'm really looking for is a sampling here. It's like, again,
we haven't gotten that far because we're just now at the early stage. But yeah, our intent is to go off and build as
Once
many of these
to the
and
top
experiment.
Four, you
yeah,
know,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you have two judges.
Tell you what, call us when we get to the Elite Eight, and then we'll regroup.
There we go. I love it. So Mac Madness, and you're going to in the tribute of the winner, you're going to name it after him or her?
We hadn't thought that further, but okay. Absolutely. I mean, right now it's kind of wide open, but I think that would be appropriate. Or if someone's got a different name, you can name it after your dog. You can do whatever.
Some of this great mac and cheese recipe. Send it into The Fix on the Facebook page. Send it into their email address, which again is
TheFixAZ@yahoo.com.
I want to see all kinds of entries. I wish I could help judge the darn things, but anyway, I think I got it. I think I'm going to win.
Yeah. I don't want to judge it.
That's green chili, jalapeno, sriracha. That we got.
I love it. Oh yeah. Well, listen, Mike Lanz from The Fix in Main Gate Square. All of your gooey goodness manifest before us right here. Great to see you, and I can't wait to see you down at The
Thanks
Fix.
Thanks so much for having me out. And today's my 22nd anniversary, so shout out to my wife Sandy.
Way to go, Sandy and Mike Lanz. Love birds after 22 years. Way to go, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks. Have a good one, guys. I'm going to have some tequila.
This is great. So thinking about a segue, John Parlow, we talked about great sort of award-winning mac and cheese to great award-winning tequila. You introduce the next segment.
You know,
I'm speechless.
Actually, I just want a sample. That's okay. Really, sample's been sitting here.
This show is all about authenticity. And when you think about authenticity again, and you're thinking about we live really, in the neighborhood community. We're in the heart of the agave.
Yeah,
we have so much wonderful things to celebrate, and the romance and the passion of the agave, and the romance and the passion of the hardworking men and women that bring this product to us. And one of them is here, and he's giving away free goodies.
61st man.
His 61st man, and his hands are all over it, and I'm all a quipper. Chris Bank from Patron Spirits Company. What's up, mi amigo?
Hey, I just want to say thank you for having me on the show. Thank the Flores family for being such a big supporter of Patron.
Right on.
And I want to try some of that macaroni and cheese when I get a chance.
you come up with your recipe yet?
Yeah, I want a jalapeno green chili mac and cheese.
There you go.
I'm going deep.
Nobody mentioned bacon. And I'm
in there. Let me just give a quick shout-out to my friend Ray Flores. We're going to be talking to him a little bit later on in the show and all about this great Lent season menu that his family has put together for us. But Ray Flores is an icon in this community. And, when I think about introducing Ray to the show,
he really doesn't need one.
I think about Ray Flores as a package, and I know a lot of people do. He honors the past, but he inspires the future. Because you think about the role that El Charro and the Flores family has played in the Southern Arizona community, and then you take a look at Ray Flores and see how he captures that, but how he moves light years ahead of that, because he's always creating these incredible show-stopping concepts. There's no stopping Ray Flores. I'm amazed he's even here today to sit down with us for half an hour. But anyway, I digress, Chris Big. God bless you and the Spake family for bringing Patron to Southern Arizona. Tell me, what is it about Patron? I said it early on in the show. It was Patron that got me excited about tequila. I think for the first time several years ago, we all went to college. We knew what tequila was back then. Tequila is not what we drank in college.
That weird Patron stuff with the yellow label.
With the yellow label, exactly. But the doors opened, and Patron opened them for me. What is it about Patron that gave me that incredible experience?
Well, our founder, John Paul DeJoria, started Patron with a singular vision, and that was to bring good tequila to the States. And back in 1989, when we introduced Patron, we had two salespeople, and they used to go around selling Patron out of the back of their trunk. And when you try to tell someone that, you know, tequila can be a good thing, that's kind of the company mantra, because so many people have bad perceptions about tequila.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's like they had that bad night in college. So when we introduced Patron, we told people to put it on the rocks, squeeze it with a lime, and sip it. Mm. And you don't need to shoot it. Mm. You don't need a lime. You don't need salt. You can savor the flavor of the tequila. Mm. And so the idea was to make a blend of tequila that would be so smooth and so delicious and so compatible with mixed drinks that that it would set a new niche in the marketplace for tequila. And it took about 10 years of those two guys going around to every bar in town selling out of the back of their trunk to convince people that, that tequila could be a high-quality ingredient in any margarita or drink it straight. You never thought of tequila that way.
That's right? A good point. Is it a lot of people, when they look at Patron premium tequila, they're apprehensive to put it into a drink. I mean, really, it's one of those tequilas. When you talk to people, they are like, why are you putting that in a margarita? And I think, I mean, you could explain why that's an important ingredient. But I think that that's a common misconception, that you can actually use Patron in mixed drinks.
And it started with the margarita. And the Flores family has a recipe for margaritas here that is unbelievable because they use only fresh ingredients. Right. And it's kind of the same way we make Patron. We make Patron as a batch brand. It's not mass produced. And we started with small brick ovens. And as we've expanded the brand and it's grown, we've never changed the recipe. We've never changed the formula. We employ 1,500 people at our factory in Mexico. Mm. And 60 pans really do touch the bottle as it goes out. But Ray's House Margarita here is made with a combination of fresh ingredients, lemon and lime juice. And there's some secrets in there. To make it,
right.
But these you know, high quality ingredients kind of fit the same profile as
disclosure for that, didn't you?
I did, and I better stop now. I'm getting the cutoff mark over there.
You know, it's funny. You said, and I love the coincidence here. You said that this Patron is smooth, delicious, and compatible with mixed drinks. I mean, that's our co-host. I mean, if that doesn't define John Farlow, I don't know what does.
I think I'm changing that Twitter bio.
Smooth, delicious, and compatible with mixed drinks. Anyway, talk to us about this elixir that you have lovingly presented to us and everybody else out here on the patio.
Yeah,
I mean, we're all your guests
great time out
here to, as we begin to observe what this is in the glass, as we begin to sort of celebrate what this is in a glass. Talk to us about what this is, and then we're going to give it a little try.
Sounds good. Well, we make the three core tequilas: silver, reposado, and añejo. We make Burdeos, and we make platinum. And we've launched coffee liqueurs. XO Cafe has been around for years, but just last year we launched a version of XO Cafe that's called XO Cafe Dark Cocoa. So it has a base of Arabica coffee, Mexican coffee from Tabasco.
Oh, yes, please.
It's infused with Patron Silver tequila. It's slightly lower proof than the regular tequila, about 10% less. And it's low in sugar content. Hmm. So it's one of the few coffee liqueurs that you can just drink on the rocks by itself. You don't need to use it in an ingredient. It's unique because it's made with tequila. It's unique because it has low sugar content. Mm-hmm. And it's unique because you can pour the rocks or just a shot with it.
Or even over your ice cream.
You can put it on ice cream. You can put it on flan. It's drizzled on the tres leches cakes here.
Gorgeous.
And Savoir Magazine is going to be doing a special on XO Cafe Dark Cocoa and putting recipes out there, all kinds of different things that
that's
consumers
magnificent.
You can really cook with it. It's something that the chefs have really adopted, but it's also just wonderful to do a shot of by itself.
Okay, so. Now, I don't want to violate protocol. And my wife is actually sitting right over there, and she says tequila is for sipping, not shooting. She's not looking now. She's looking at me now. All right. So, but she's holding up her michelada. So, you know. Anyway, let's do this. Is there a protocol? I mean, there's.
I'm a shooter, so right, I hate to tell you.
It's going to be a little sweet on the palate at first, and then you're going to get some finish. With the tequila at the end, and
salud.
You're
going to
get big dark cocoa in your nose. Big dark cocoa. And it's Crelo Mexican chocolate that we make it with. All of the tequilas are made in Jalisco, Mexico, and they're imported.
Rich, dark chocolate.
Oh, this is dangerous.
I mean, it almost,
I've got to tell you, this could be.
I mean, does it have the antioxidant properties of dark chocolate?
There you go.
It does.
This
is
a healthy,
really.
It's got a little caffeine
drink.
Too.
It's a
like,
drink.
Like I need that.
Anyway, we've got about 30 seconds before we go to our news break. We're going to be coming back here with Chris Bake of the Patron Spirits Company. We're going to be doing a little flight tasting. What is the difference between silver, kind of a Blanco, Reposado, Añejo? Chris Bake is going to reveal it right for us, right before our very eyes. Until then, we are out here on the patio of El Charro in downtown Tucson, enjoying free samples of this wonderful new Patron product. You're listening to On the Menu live on KNST AM 790. Don't go away.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the gorgeous patio of El Charro Cafe in downtown Tucson with my celebrity co-host, the let's see if I remember this, the smooth, delicious, the compatible
the more
with cocktails.
Tequila we drink. You know what? Actually, I might start remembering after a while. So
anyway, I think we've made a new best friend.
I think so, too.
I've loved Patron for all this time.
I'm taking Chris home.
But when Chris Bake is in the house, no, I get him tonight. And then you can have, if there's any more left of him, you know, he's all yours. But anyway, Chris Bake is in the house. He's signing autographs. There's photo opportunities available for you to meet Chris Bake himself right here on the patio of El Charro. We've tried this gorgeous, this luscious, this dark chocolate extraordinary experience in a glass, which is complimentary today for samples of the Patron Exo Cafe Dark Cocoa. Chris Bake, again, gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Well, I'm certainly flattered by your comments. I really appreciate that. I'm really not a celebrity, and if anyone really wanted my autograph, I'd probably have somebody take a picture of me signing my autograph so that I could say that I signed
that you
one autograph
signed
before. But,
yeah. That would be one more than I've signed.
So we're gonna do a little bit of a tasting, but Ray Flores has come on, and we just love talking with Ray. And yeah. John, every time Ray comes on, I say, God, I wish we had a 2-hour show, just because the stories that he tells and the passion he exudes
is really a staple of the Tucson culinary cuisine.
It really is. But anyway, Ray Flores, what's going on, man?
Gosh, I don't even know where to start with these compliments. An icon?
You are an icon.
Mom might be an icon. You know, I may be an icon.
You're blushing. You know, he opens up a Cervezas in the Sky Harbor Airport, and I remember the last time he was on talking to us about it. It was the only place in the terminal that sold beer. You know, he's an icon for crying out loud. Why Patron, Ray Flores?
It's just an awesome company.
Yeah.
You know, and at the end of the day, you just want to partner up with great people because life is short, work is hard, and you want to do business with good people. And,
right.
and the people
That's
at
it,
Patron,
man.
I mean, Chris came to meet our family several years ago, and he just turned the corner for us in so many ways. And we've been proud of the affiliation since then. It's a great, you know, why not? It's a great product.
I love it. You know, and it's just profound in its excellence, I think.
Yep.
You know, Patron, even the brand. I mean, I'm in the PR business, right? So I know what a brand is all about. I mean, this is a brand that has earned trust. This is a brand that is unmistakable.
It's top of mind. It's the first thing that comes. When you talk tequila, Patron is the first name that comes to mind.
I don't think that would
have been the case, you know,
of course not.
20 years ago, for
right.
sure. So.
You know, and I think unfortunately, they get this, like, corporate thing that happens sometimes with brands,
sure,
like when
Patron
gets so – you know why it's so big and powerful? Because it's
exactly.
so good.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line.
That's the secret.
If it was crap, it wouldn't matter.
That's
right?
the secret.
And it's
exactly.
a great product. And you know what? They're huge into car racing, and that's another passion of mine. And
awesome.
I got to go to a couple of Patron races to see some cars run, so that was fun for me also.
Can we? All right, so there are two spots. We'll carry your bags next time. Yeah. Or I'll carry your tequila.
I will get you
to a race. Just
like,
let me know.
Okay, well, you know, you're talking about developing partnerships. I want to develop a partnership with what's in front of me.
Yep.
How do I do this? Chris, what do we got over here, amigo?
We're going to start off with Patron Grand Platinum, which is our Tête de Cuvée Silver.
Is this we're going to start with Grand Platinum?
We're going to start with that because it's good to condition your palate. Whenever we do flight tastings,
we
always start with Platinum. Platinum is triple distilled, and the agave that we start with is a slightly higher sugar content.
Wow.
Again, all of our tequilas are handmade by batch. These are all triple distilled in copper pot stills. And so Platinum is an excellent way to start your journey on a flight tasting going through Reposado and Añejo.
It's beautiful.
And it's very smooth.
So
it's going to have a citrus flavor.
Yes. The citrus notes are right there.
Fresh agave. But it's going to have a citrus flavor up front. Fresh agave and maybe a little white pepper.
Yeah.
Look at this
John
guy.
Farlow.
He knows more about it tonight.
He doesn't even have the cheat sheet.
I'm impressed. That's exactly the flavor that just comes off of it. It's got a nice peppery finish. Oh.
Probably unique thing about it is I've never had an occasion where I've opened a bottle and there's been anything left.
Yeah,
and in fact, I'm hosting a party and somebody sees an open bottle of platinum, you know,
it disappears tonight.
The platinum's over there. The party's going to be 4 hours, but in the next 15 minutes, it's all going to be gone. And it typically is. So
and
very
how,
smooth.
How nice is that bottle?
I was just, you saw me looking at it. And I mean, it's like a crystal ball on the top.
Comes in a velvet case. That's
velvet case. Yeah. You know, just the etching of the glass bottle, the contour. I mean, this is platinum, baby.
Yeah.
This is platinum.
All of our bottles are hand-blown Mexican glass bottles, but the platinum bottle is made at a special plant, Mexico City, out of crystal. So it's a crystal decanter, and it's, you know, cost a couple bucks more than the regular product. But
As it should.
But thank you for saying that, Ray, about the package. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. Okay, so our journey.
We always like a nice-looking package.
Ray actually taught me.
Your nickname.
Last time we were at Cervezas, Ray actually taught me the importance of a Patron bottle versus any other tequila bottle as far as holding the thing for bartenders. So,
it's pretty unique because all of our bottles are made from recycled glass, and I don't think any of our factories down there would probably pass on the ocean, but when we do tests, we take tours down in Mexico, and we have bags stacked on the side of the wall of broken glass. We melt it down, and we put it in a mold, and it's blown into the shape that it's in, and all the bottles are unique. So everything about Patron is green. Patron is a green factory. All the bottles are recycled. All the paper for the packaging is recycled. Everything that we do about Patron, including recycling all of our waste, which is unique in Mexico, is ecologically perfect.
How responsible of you.
It goes back to your owners, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. And John Paul has helped us invest enough money at our factory so that the waste and all the stillage that comes out as a byproduct of making tequila is recycled into potable water that we use to water our agave fields.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. Well, our journey has begun.
It is. And we're
showing no signs of stopping. Chris Spank with Patron Spirits Company. Where do we go from this gorgeous tequila?
Well, I think, you know, we started with platinum condition, our palate, and the next one on the journey is going
to be... Is your palate
appropriate
for conditions?
It's conditioned.
I don't want to go too fast, John.
Well, if we need to test it again just to make sure.
We're going to try reposado now. Reposado means rested in Spanish, and reposados must be aged a minimum of 60 days and a maximum of 364 days before they become añejo. So there's a wide range of taste spectrums for reposados. If you take it out of the barrels that it's in after 60 days, it's going to have a light hue and less wood on it. If you leave it in 364 days, it's going to become woody and be a lot more like an añejo. Our house style is to feature the agave that we spend so much time growing and harvesting. So we're going to take the reposado out of the barrels right around the minimum time that they're due, 60 days. And if you were to look at these, if you were to look at reposado compared to silver, you can see there's not a big difference in the hue.
Right.
When you compare reposado to añejo, you can see that extra year in the barrel, extra 9 months in the barrel has given it some color. There's nothing artificial about Patron. The colors, you know, sometimes you'll see on a tequila bottle, it'll say gold, and that is artificially colored. So we do nothing to accelerate the aging process or anything.
Right.
That's part of the myth, the gold.
It really is. It's taking advantage of nature. Let nature do its job. You're just there sort of as a caretaker. But you don't want to throw in weird stuff and do weird things. The process, you want to make nature do what it does.
Chris is the Ronald McDonald of tequila.
I don't know if that's
and
something my employer...
And there's our first hashtag. There's our first hashtag.
I'm going to be in trouble now. What we do is we take Patron Silver and we put it in five different types of barrels. So we have two types of French oak, a Limousine and an Allier. Then we use Hungarian oak, one with a medium toast date and one with a heavier toast date. And then we use aged refurbished Jack Daniels barrels. So the silver goes into five different barrel types. After 60 days, Francisco Alcarez, our tequila maker, will go around and he'll start to sample the barrels because each barrel will age differently depending on where it is in the warehouse and the temperature. And so we'll lose some to the angel share. We'll lose about 10% of what's in the barrel annually to the angel share. But it's Francisco's job to make reposado and añejo and all of our aged tequilas taste the exact same way every time, which requires different percentages coming out of each barrel to make the blend. And he does this all with his nose. So he'll say, I want 13 French barrels. I want 6 Jack Daniels barrels. I want 4 Hungarian oak barrels. He'll batch them. He'll let them marry for about a day.
Oh my gosh.
And then he'll nose them, and he'll say, I need 2 more Jack. I need 1 Allier. I need 2 more Hungarian. He'll throw him in there. And, of course, there's a pattern and a recipe that he can follow, but he still approves all of the tequila that goes into our bottles, and he's the one that created the brand in 1989.
Now, does he travel with a national security team?
He does in Mexico.
Okay. He probably has the best job in the world.
I would say so.
I met the guy in California. He is one of the coolest, like, the Hugh Hefner of tequila type of guy. He just walks in the room and he's like, that's the guy.
He is certainly a personality. And he worked for the Tequila Regulatory Council after he got his degree in chemical engineering from University of Guadalajara. And he traveled around and had a chance to see how a lot of tequila companies made their stills. Mm-hmm. And then he created his own still. So the reason Patron is unique is because Francisco created the whole process for the way we make the tequilas, and the shape of your still, the type of fermentation tanks that you use, the yeast that you use, the blend in all those five barrels. If you really think about each aspect of the way tequila is made, Francisco invented that.
So the shape of the still does matter.
Oh, big time. The shape of the still matters, the size of the still.
For later.
It's double distilled, so it'll start in a bigger still and go to a smaller still.
Right.
And so all of these different manufacturing components of Patron are what make it is. And Francisco, his vision was to make a really smooth tequila that people could sip. And he made it at a time when sipping tequila as a luxury spirit, the whole idea didn't exist.
Mm, yep.
People looked at us cross-eyed when we told them that it was $40 a bottle and that and that you didn't need a lime and a salt and that you could sip it on the rocks. They looked at us like, that's a dumb idea. It's never going to take off.
And you persevered, and here we are today. So the Reposado, gorgeous. Now, when you're thinking about a house margarita or a margarita here at El Charro, I mean, is it sort of mythology that you always stick with silver in a margarita? Do you run a risk doing a Reposado, or is that a disservice to the agave by putting a Reposado in a margarita?
No, I don't think a Reposado in a margarita is a disservice. I think some of the Super Añejos is somewhat of a disservice. I do agree with that. I think a Reposado, if you like a more oaky, woody type of flavor in a margarita, it's a great contrast. It's like people who like salty sweet it really works.
I like a gold rum in a rum and coke more than I like a regular silver.
There it is. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't think I'd put platinum in a margarita.
No.
It's just, now listen, there's the ballers out there. There's the guys at Chris Bake hangs out with the big, you know, the big black Amex cards that might do it, but you know, us hardworking guys down the streets can't afford to do that.
I want to know what it's going to take to get a tequila regulatory council in the United States, because I'm running president. That's what I want to do. Okay, so we've saved this, the Añejo. You know, here it is, this gorgeous. I mean, right away you can tell, like you said, the difference on the hue, the difference on the nose. I mean, and this is oak, correct?
So it
this
is.
Mm-hmm. And so what the oak brings, not only the color change, but the taste change. And have you had the
Añejo? Yeah.
I mean, he's right out of us, Chris.
You're going to pick up some caramel, and you're going to pick up some dried fruits.
Right away
you're
on the
nose, there it is. You're going to get fresh cooked agave, and you're going to get a little bit more of a black pepper finish on this one. But it's smoother. And
it
the
is,
longer
so
tequilas
smooth.
Are aged, the more flavor they're going to pick up from the wood that they're in, and the smoother that. So if you have silver, and it's already just super smooth, after a year in the barrel, again, Añejos can be aged from 1 year up to 3 years before they become an extra Añejo. But our house style is to pull it out of the barrel and feature the fruit, feature the agave, and not over-oak our tequilas.
Right.
So we want to really bring out the flavor of the agave and the citrus notes. And so our Añejo comes out after about 13 months. Again, it's been in those same five barrel types, and Francisco will blend to get the exact same flavor every time. We would never want a bottle of Añejo to be different than it was before. So he has to blend from those five barrels, and that's really an art. It's like a single malt scotch or a cognac.
Exactly.
You really have to have a nose, and you have to be able to get that thing right every time. And Francisco's, you know, not only a genius for being able to manufacture this stuff and create everything that goes into that, but to blend it is really an art.
I love what you say about over-oaked, and you're not going to name names because you're a good guy. I'm not going to name names, but there's some bad guys in this business, and I've had some of the Añejos which are so oaked that you say, my goodness, guys, do you know what you're doing?
Can you still taste the agave?
Can you still taste the agave?
Yeah.
So the fact that you have captured the essence of the agave in such a product that's been sitting around in oak for so long, it's this great experience, this great blend, this integration that lets you have the best of all worlds. Not just, you know, oak for the sake of oak, for crying out loud. If I want oak,
right,
you know, I'll go down to
We have a brand called Burdeos, which is racked in French Bordeaux barrels, and it took Francisco 5 years experimenting with how long he could finish that in the Bordeaux barrels. It's called Burdeos because that means Bordeaux in Spanish, but it's a two-year-old añejo, and it's made the same way as our regular añejo. Then it's taken out after a year, and it's distilled for a third time. Then it's put in Jack Daniel's barrels exclusively for 10 months, and then it's racked in Chateau Margaux first growth barrels. And if you know anything about Bordeaux, there's four Bordeaux houses. Francisco went to Chateau Margaux and said, you know, I'd like to buy some of your barrels to age my tequila in, and they sort of looked at him cross-eyed. And he pulled out some of the tequila that he had been experimenting with and told them that the way he makes tequila is very much like the way they've made their wines for hundreds of years. And so we've got some barrels, and they're falling apart in our warehouse. If you look at them, the sides of them are coming out. But that's just another example of how 5 years of blending and refining the art of making tequila turned into something where it does have a little bit of a wine finish. It does have some añejo aspects, but it really still features the fruit, and you can still taste the agave in it. And the key to making tequila, in my opinion, is to walk that fine line between it being so oaky that you can't taste the agave anymore and really featuring the fruit. So if it goes too far, you're going to lose the agave flavor. It could be almost like a cognac. Yeah. You're not even going to taste the tequila anymore.
We're going to be talking with Ray Flores here in just a couple seconds, but I want to remind all of our listeners that in just a couple of minutes, you're going to have the opportunity to answer a trivia question. If you are the first person to call into the studio with the right answer, and if you are the first person in with the right answer, you're going to be the Flores family's guest right here at El Charro downtown to experience El Charro and Ray Flores and perhaps even Chris Bacon, if he's in the house, for yourself. We're going to do that in about 90 seconds. But anyway, Ray Flores, we're celebrating the Lent season here, and people think about sacrifice, people thinking about doing without, but you're inviting people here to come in and experience and do with. What is this Lent menu going on over here?
Well, that's, you know, Catholics. We don't eat meat, red meat on Fridays, at least the good practicing ones. I, unfortunately, am not as qualified for that anymore.
Nor am I anymore. So.
But, you know, now that the Pope's resigned, I guess we can get in. I don't know. Maybe I should throw a burger patty on
exactly.
it. But, you know, we definitely can. We've always had a feature, which is it's a pescado Veracruz style, and it's a white fillet fish. It's served with a mildly spicy tomato sauce. It's got real chunky vegetables and potatoes in it as a sauce. Mm. It's really delicious. And then the big thing, of course, is we serve it with capirotada, with bread pudding that's traditionally served during Niflon. And during Lent, and you know, it comes with other things, but it's the key is avoiding the red meat, and we have a lot of items on there that are anti red meat on our menu now. We've been featured more and more vegan items lately.
A lot of vegan items, really. Yeah,
we've really gone after that lately. Especially right now, it's interesting. You know, gem show season's in town, thank God.
Yeah.
And can you stay the whole year? And with these folks, you know, a lot of them are from other parts of the world that are heavy vegans, and we've been very successful lately with our vegan menu.
Great. So we want to mention, make sure that all of our listeners come down here and experience this wonderful Lent season menu for themselves. Wonderful fresh fish. It's all about fresh ingredients right here at El Charro. But anyway, we've got a million listeners all over the globe that want to know what they have to do to get in on the action here and have a chance to visit El Charro for themselves on you, Ray Flores. Have you thought about what our trivia question could be this week?
Well, since we were talking about beef, I wanted to know, what is the difference between the El Charro beef taco and the beef tacos you get out in fast food joints like Taco Bell?
Great question. What is the difference between the El Charro beef taco and the beef taco that you get other places like Taco Bell? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the gorgeous Southern Arizona patio of El Charro Cafe in the heart of downtown Tucson with my tequila addict co-host for the hour, John Farlow.
It's getting packed down here, man.
We're having a great time, and the tequila is just, it's intentionally served. It's romantically served. Chris Bake from Patron Spirits Company has given us a lovely lesson on the background and the history and the experience.
Spent hours doing this?
Of the great tequila. And, you know, Mimigo Rea Flores is here talking about this wonderful seasonal menu that El Charro has rolled out. You know, as I said, capturing the traditions of this family and just going right into the future with all kinds of great things up his sleeve. But anyway, we've got a trivia question on the table. We're going to do a little food tasting, hopefully if we give the question away pretty quick. But anyway, the question is, what is the difference between the beef taco that is served here at El Charro and the beef taco that is served at other places across town, like Taco Bell, asks Ray Flores. Anyway, we're going to go right to line one. Caller, what's your answer?
My answer is that they are using carne asada.
Ray, what do you say?
No, that's a different type of taco. We're talking about the El Charro-style ground beef taco.
Okay, the El Charro-style ground beef taco. Anyway, caller, thank you so much for listening. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. Going to line two. Caller, what's your answer?
Hello, is it a prime grade of hamburger?
It is a prime grade of hamburger, but there's a specific thing that we do that's different than a taco that you'd eat at a Taco Bell.
Okay, so is it more than, or a little bit of a hint, is it more in the preparation or
the
ingredients?
In the preparation.
It's more in the preparation, says
very,
Ray
very,
Flores.
Very key.
That opens up a line, 880-KNST, 880-5678 is our next answer. Mike, is that what I heard?
Yes. My guess is they grind their meat in-house.
Grind their meat in-house, he says, Ray.
No, that's not quite the right answer.
Another hint?
No, it's still a matter of the way the ground beef is prepared versus a beef taco at Taco Bell.
Okay, it's the way that it's prepared. It's the process. It's what they do to the taco before they bring it to your table. That opens up a line, 880-KNST, 880-5678. Let's see if Shannon knows the answer to the question. Hey, Shannon, what's up?
Hi. It's a ground beef patty taco. It's pan fried. It's like the ground beef is pan fried in the tortilla.
Home run answer.
Shannon! Nice way to go! That is the Taco Charro style that, Ray, I always love. Now, Shannon, you don't work for the Flores family.
Yeah. No, I don't. My husband's favorite. He loves those tacos.
You know, we've got standards to uphold here. But anyway, great news for you and great news for your husband, because you are going to be a guest of Ray Flores to come visit El Charro and have a wonderful experience. I don't want you to go away. I want you to stay on the line, because Casey back at the studio is going to get all your information, and it's going to be Ray Flores' personal privilege to send you that gift card in the mail.
Congratulations,
awesome.
Shannon. Great
Thank
answer.
You.
Thank you. And tell your husband thanks for the biz.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I love it. It's a patty.
Correct.
That's been...
Well, back in the olden days, you didn't have...
You take the patty and you fold.
You folded the tortilla. You didn't have these fancy stainless steel baskets to make these preformed taco shells to hold some crumbly ground beef. You pan-fried the meat because that's what you had in your hand. You know, you really didn't have these fancy devices. So we make that taco also, but the ground beef patty style taco, it's a Tucson tradition.
I love it.
Gotta have
one
it.
I can take down two. I've known to take down three, Ray.
Oh, they're
just
awesome.
Just so you know. All right, so... it's all about the food here at El Charro. You know, we've had some lovely tequilas, and in fact, I think a nice tequila pairing with what I'm about to enjoy. What did you bring out for us to enjoy? What do we got going on here?
Well, it's not Friday, so in Lent, you can eat meat on Saturday.
Oh, yes.
We brought carne seca, because you can't come downtown to El Charro and not eat carne seca. So we brought a carne seca enchilada out. We still do it the old-fashioned way. We're drying beef right now as we speak in this beautiful weather. You can't do that in Chicago right now. We're drying the beef up on the roof there, and it is... It is something you can't miss when you come downtown.
Well, the carne seca here is the best of it. It's the best ever.
We're the only ones to do it this way. I mean, it's the old-fashioned dry it in the sun.
And if you want to know what Ray Flores means by that, dry it in the sun, go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/onthemenulive. The post that we put on just this afternoon is a video that shows you exactly how it's done. The lovely Carlota Flores herself demonstrates it. And we're talking literally baking beef in the sun, Ray.
Correct, the old-fashioned way. This is what El Charro is known for. We keep our standards the same as we have for over 90 years. We don't change. We might add new stuff. We may add new locations, but we keep the principles of what we're all about intact.
Gorgeous. You have just the symphony of flavors here, the creamy guacamole, the presentation, the ruby red tomatoes on that pico. Again, that beautiful, that earthy flavor,
it's
that carne
really
seca.
What you come. I mean, it's become a
it's why
a
we're
staple.
Here.
I mean, it really is.
It's why we're here.
It's perfect.
You talk about other locations. So here we are at the flagship historical property here in Southern Arizona. But you've got some other locations of El Charro. Where can people experience this around town?
We've got a few stores in Tucson. We have a store over on Colvin Sunrise up near Ventana Canyon. We have got a store in Oro Valley, just north of Ina, near Oracle and McGee. We have a store down in Rancho Cerrita, and unfortunately, we were closing a store at Broadway and Wilmont that was the first restaurant I ever opened on my own about 17 years ago. I was 25 years old or so, and I opened that store. I built it myself. But unfortunately, we're blading it, or they're blading it, to make way for a CVS pharmacy.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're going to be looking. We're looking now for a new east side home for El Charro. And I promise you, Matt, you will be, your team will be one of the first ones to know.
I'm counting
to make
on
that
you.
Announcement. Because we need our friends to be there to support us. It's a challenging time, and,
sure
and to open a new restaurant again. But we're going to do it. We're going to look for a new east side location.
Okay, great. Well, you know, it at least it's a CVS, because there's no other CVSs in Tucson. So at least it's
so hard to find a drugstore in Tucson, isn't it?
What's going on at Servations these days?
Well, you know, that concept has been a lot of fun, and we're continuing to improve it and tweak it every day. We were fortunate enough to win a bid that got us into Sky Harbor Airport.
Right.
And we are now currently shopping locations in Phoenix for a Servations. We've been in discussion with some Vegas casinos. So that concept's rolling forward.
Great. Chris Spake, what's the perfect tequila to go with this carne seca, this beautifully smoky of the sauce, the beautiful rich cheese of this enchilada?
I think the añejo would be best.
100%.
I think the añejo would be best because the oak complements the smoky flavor of the meat. And it's just fantastic, Ray. I'm sorry. I ate my whole enchilada.
Yeah, Chris stopped talking for a minute. You know
that? That's what happened. Anyway, Chris
His
Bake.
His wife made me hard to take a home for that.
Chris Bake from Patron Spirits Company, Ray Flores from El Charro, John Farlow from Everywhere. What a great show. Thanks so much for coming out and having a party with us here at El Charro. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be posted up on our website on themenulive.com starting early next week. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell and John Farlow reminding you, Saturday 4 to 5 is on the menu live. Have a great weekend. Cheers, everybody.